I'm joined there on the line by John Colbert, who is the chairperson of the All Credit Union. John, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Elizabeth, and thanks for having me on.
Oh, no bother at all. Delighted to have you on. We're going to have a little chat about what's going on in the credit union at the moment. And I suppose the first thing we're going to talk about is the recently held 54th AGM, where it was a bit different this year, obviously, as it was virtual. How did that go for you, John?
It actually ran very well, Elizabeth, when all is said and done. I suppose initially we were a bit worried about as to how it would work out. But I think we were very fortunate in that we chose Aperture Media as the people to handle our AGM. And I suppose, again, in fairness to our management team in Yall Credit Union, they put a lot of work in behind the scenes to make sure that everything ran very smoothly and very seamlessly on the night, which it did. It was great, really, to have things run so smoothly. I suppose the one fear that we had was that, you know, if our Wi-Fi signal broke down, that you would have an interrupted meeting and wouldn't augur well for all concerned. But no, I must say that it ran very, very smoothly. Obviously, as you say, it was very different being virtual. I must say I found it very strange to be up in a studio in Cork, kind of locked away in a room with nobody else around me. I suppose going forward, we will definitely, I think, be considering having a hybrid meeting, a hybrid AGMs in future, where people will hopefully be able to come back and physically in person again, but also to have those who would wish to log in virtually also have that opportunity to do so, because I think that we certainly saw a cohort of people who normally wouldn't come to our AGMs who were there this year. In the same way, I have to say, we also miss some of the old reliables who come to us year after year, and we greatly appreciate that. So I'm hoping that they will all be able to be catered for in the next AGM.
Yeah, and I suppose it was a tough year for the credit union. I mean, it was a tough year for everyone with COVID, but I mean, Barry Tracy stepped down last year after a long time, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, Barry was synonymous with the All Trade Union.
Yeah.
You were well aware that he was known as Uncle Barry.
I was just going to say it, Uncle Barry. Yeah,
yeah, and he still is, I'm sure, and will be for many a long day. And he certainly did give tremendous service to the Trade Union in Yall, and brought it, I suppose, to the force that it is today, because in fairness, it really is one of the strongest trade unions around, both in East Cork and South Cork. At this stage, which again is great credit to him, great credit to the boards of management over the year, great credit as well to all the staff that we have had, because in fairness we have been very fortunate with loyal staffs over the decades. So that certainly was a major change, but I suppose we are very fortunate in that our current manager Patrick Heafy was on the board for a little while and then took on the role of being the
and has really stepped up to the role.
He really has. I think Patrick has a great grasp of business, and he's very au fait with what's involved, I suppose, in this digital age too as well, and that certainly is very important.
Yeah, maybe he'll be known as Uncle Patrick soon. One thing I did want to talk about is something that very, very few credit unions have at the moment, and that is the debt benefit cover that you have. I mean, that's fantastic.
It is, and we are one of the few now who are continuing to provide this cover. The reason that so many credit unions have had to drop it is because of the other costs that have been incurred by credit unions. And I suppose one of the ways to try and cut costs is by removing the debt benefit one, because again it's a free cover to our members, which does obviously cost us and cost us quite a handsome figure. But I would be optimistic that we will hold on to it into the future. I would like to think that we will look at other ways of cost savings rather than going that route, because it does mean an awful lot to a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of help.
We've heard stories over the years of people who would have been very badly struck only for this coming to their rescue at such a sad and tough time.
Yeah, and another thing I wanted to ask you is, in the event of a debt, how would a loved one have access to that person's account? Must they nominate a next of kin?
Well, like the nomination service is one of the things that, again, a lot of people are not aware of in the credit union. Like if you have somebody nominated on your account or a number of nominees, they can receive up to €23,000 after the member's death, and that is irrespective of whether that person has a will made or not, that those who are nominated can come into the credit union and
access the funds
after a very short period of time. But again, it's something that I think a lot of people are not aware of, and we are certainly trying to highlight that fact at the moment to people, that to be aware that it is there. Because again, you know, sometimes after somebody has died, depending upon their legal status, there can be quite a hold up in probate being granted and you having access to that member's
So like what you're saying is not everybody that is a member of the credit union has somebody nominated, so they should really do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I suppose again, a bit like our wills, you know, if you nominated somebody maybe 20 years ago or 25 years ago and maybe that person has now passed on, then you need to update your nomination form as well so that it will reflect the current time.
Yeah, and it's probably simple enough to do down there.
It's very, very straightforward. It basically is a form that you fill out and you basically are giving the people that you're nominating their names and addresses and contact details so that the credit union will be able to verify them afterwards and make contact with them. Very straightforward.
Okay, hopefully most people will start doing that. You're in a good place financially. The credit union, y'all, is in a great place financially at the moment, and you've had a good year even with COVID and everything. But unfortunately, you were advised by the central bank not to pay dividends this year. Were you disappointed with that decision?
We were very disappointed, to be honest, because we actually had budgeted in our accounts to pay a small dividend and a rebate to those who borrow from us. And again, we had a very strong arguments that we made to the central bank as to why we should be allowed to do that, because, as I say, we had a nice profit. It was down markedly from the year before, but again, that was reflective of the year that was, and I suppose it was also reflective of the fact that the returns from investments are dwindling all the time. So we really are depending upon our members to come in and borrow off us, because it is the interest on the loans that really is going to give us the funds going forward to be able to pay out dividends and rebates. I suppose the other reason that we were disappointed is because we actually have very strong reserves. Like the central bank insists that you have 10% of your assets in reserves. We have close on 18%. So we felt, you know, on the basis that our reserves being so strong, that we had a justifiable reason to say that we could pay out a modest amount of that surplus. But I would be very confident that in the year ahead, that hopefully that COVID will have abated and that we will return to something akin to normality, and that we will then be in a position to pay out a rebate and a dividend again.
Yeah, because I can imagine it must have been disappointing to members also.
Absolutely, because again, like some of our members have come to anticipate that this money is coming. I suppose traditionally we have been holding our AGMs in December, so that this money was out pre-Christmas to help in that regard. Now, obviously this year it was only held to a day due to the constraints of COVID.
Yeah.
But we would be hoping that our AGM for the current year, hopefully, please God, will happen in December.
And that's another thing. A few credit unions don't do the dividends anymore. A lot of them don't, do they?
They don't, because I suppose of two reasons, really. Like, number one, if their reserves are tight, then they have to put whatever surplus they make into reserves in order to bring them to the minimum of 10%, which the central bank insists upon. And I suppose the second thing is, as I said earlier, the return on investments is really dwindling. And like the amount of options that we have to invest now also has narrowed considerably. Plus the fact that any money that we put now on deposit with the banks, that we are actually paying for them to hold that money for us. So like that all doesn't augur well from the point of view of profit going forward. Again, I suppose the other thing as well to highlight is that our members have been saving at an unbelievable rate over the past year and a half. Now, we're hoping that it's all COVID-related, and that once once the country will open up again, that they will begin to take out this money and spend it, because again, having too much savings on our books isn't the healthiest for us either, because obviously we have to put in more reserves against it, and we also then must find a home to invest it in. And as I say, that the returns there are quite stark.
Yeah. The credit union is obviously very community minded, and you do a lot for the community, and especially during the pandemic. I know you done a 40,000 community support fund, and it was to support local clubs and groups and associations. How did that go for you? Was it all taken up?
Absolutely. I'd say if we had another 40,000 to go with it, I'd imagine we would have had to take as far as, but that certainly was a very beneficial initiative. And I know of groups at first-hand level who, without this support, while €500 might seem a modest support to some, or €1,000 might be modest, it was the difference between some organisations being able to pay their insurance for last year when their doors were closed and their normal fundraising events had to be cancelled. So that it certainly meant a huge amount to those. I must also say that our community support committee, which was formerly the promotion and development committee, they also do Trojan work as well as regards community support. So that we certainly are helping out our members and helping out the areas within our current band as best we had. I think a figure that was quoted in the AGM report was that if you take in all of the benefits that we gave to our members, taking in the debt benefits, taking in life insurance cover and loans, savings cover, all that, it came close to €500,000 in 2020, which is a sizable amount of money when you consider the size of our credit union.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's really been run very well. Credit to you all down there.
Yes, indeed. We certainly have a very strong management team. And as I say, we have a great staff. We have a lot of new members who are after joining our staff, and they really are excellent people. They really are up to the level of what is required today of our staff. Again, I must speak highly of our board members. We have 9 members currently on our board. We also have 3 members on the board oversight committee, and their role is just to make sure that the board perform their duties in a compliant manner that is expected of them. So all in all, I think we have a great team there, a team that is very united, and a team that is very focused on doing the very best we can for our members in these times.
Yeah, and you're also on the lookout for more volunteers.
We are indeed, because I suppose, you know, new blood is very important in any organisation. We are going to have a situation in the year 2025 where the majority of our board members will have to step down because they will have served 14 years continuous service, and that is one of the new rules from the central bank. So we are currently looking for people who would be willing to come on board to serve on the board of directors. Again, I think it would be a great opportunity for some of our younger people maybe to get experience of being on a management team, being on a board management team, now I should say, rather than a management team operationally. And again, I think that it also would hover very well on your CV to say that you had this experience under your belt.
Yeah, definitely. And how would somebody go about this if they were interested?
Again, if you're interested, you could contact any member of the staff below and give them your name and address. Or alternatively, you can apply for a nomination form in the credit union, fill out the details in that, and hand that back in. But either way, a member of the nomination committee will make contact with you in due course. You will be invited into a meeting to be made aware of what would be required to become a volunteer at that level. And if you were still interested after that, and if the nomination committee felt that you had potential to offer, you would then be invited to join one of our committees at present, and you will be given further training then to prepare you to become a potential director or a potential board oversight committee member down the line.
Okay. John, thanks very much. We'll leave it at that. Do you have anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for affording me the opportunity. I suppose the big appeal that I would make to our members is that if you require financial services, if you require a loan for anything, that's to consider the credit union as your number one source for funding. Again, I suppose to make you aware that we will shortly be launching mortgages. This will be a new venture for us. And we will also be introducing business loans. So that will all be happening, I would reckon, within the next 6 to 8 weeks. So that is a very exciting prospect for us.
And the mortgages sounds brilliant.
Yes, indeed. That's all that we hope that it will certainly be of great benefit to our members.
Okay, John, thanks very much. And we'll chat to you again maybe in a couple of weeks.